This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We kind of go way back from early college days, being able to, you know, work out in California, Southern California together with Jordan Palmer and different other coaches and throughout college and different camps. So, you know, we're real good friends and have a lot mutual friends and kind of things in common.
That's Deshaun Watson talking about Patrick Mahomes, who he will be regardless of the outcome of this game. I think going forward, assuming that the two of them continue on the path that they're on,
yeah,
they will be inextricably linked for many, many years. A, because they're both going to be, I think, really good quarterbacks for the next 10 or 12 years, and B, because they were picked two picks apart.
Why are you leaving Mitch Trubisky out of this triumvirate?
Because he stinks.
This is not going to be the incredible...
He sucks.
You remember the incredible 2017 class of two guys plus another one we can't remember?
Plus another one who the Bears traded a bunch of picks to move up one spot to go get?
Yeah.
People forget that about the Bears. It's not that they drafted Trubisky with the second overall pick in a draft that had Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, two of the top six or seven quarterbacks in the league, in my opinion. It's that they traded multiple picks to move up from 3 to 2 to get him with the San Francisco 49ers.
So who's the quarterback class? Quarterback class of 83 is funny. I just Googled in quarterback class, and of 83 is the first one that pops up.
I can tell you there were six drafted in the first round. Three became Hall of Famers. Three became complete afterthoughts.
That's when because John Elway,
yep,
one of the Hall of Famers, obviously.
Yep.
Can you remember who...
I can tell you who the others were.
Can you? Oh, really?
Yes.
You remember the afterthoughts?
I remember the afterthoughts, too. There was... The three Hall of Famers are easy.
And one of them went to the Chiefs, by the way. So
right.
the second in order was...
The order they were picked... The second was a Todd Blackledge.
Well, Elway was the first.
Elway was the first overall pick.
Yeah, to Baltimore.
Marino was picked like 27th at the back end of the first round.
Yeah.
And in between was Jim Kelly, who I think was picked like 14th by Buffalo, somewhere in there.
And that was a different and a weird one. Was it Todd Blackledge?
Todd Blackledge is who I just said. He was in Kansas City.
Oh, you did say Blackledge? I said Kansas City.
Yeah, oh, okay. I said Blackledge just a minute ago. Blackledge, Tony Eason, and Ken O'Brien were the other ones.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
I didn't doubt that you knew Blackledge. I just hadn't heard you.
He was a good quarterback at Penn State. I mean, obviously, he was a first-round pick. He's a good commentator now.
It's got to be extra salt in the wounds when that quarterback class gets referred to as the great one, and they're specifically excluding you.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that was one of the greatest quarterback classes of all time.
That's who I want the 30 for 30.
I was part of it, but I wasn't part of it at all. Yeah. I wasn't remembered. That feels like you're like the least of the Kardashians.
They actually did a great 30 for 30 on that quarterback class. It was called From Elway to Marino. I don't know if you've seen it. It's really, really good about that whole draft. If you're a draft nerd, it's a must-see 30 for 30. So Watson and Mahomes are going to be inextricably linked. Here is Deshaun Watson's scouting report yesterday on Patrick Mahomes.
Everyone see it. You know, he's a strong arm, you know, elusive, make a lot of plays with his legs, make great decisions, and he's very accurate. He's a winner. He's a ball player, leader, make a lot of, you know, great plays outside the pocket, a lot of plays inside the pocket. And, you know, he's the biggest thing, he's a winner.
Someone followed up with that saying, oh, he sounds kind of like you. And Deshaun's like, yeah, a little bit. Something like
that. That sounds like what Gary Kubiak used to say about Matt Schaub. Coach, why is Matt Schaub good? Well, he's, you know, he's a winner. And he's just a competitor. And and he throws the football. He just started coming up with stuff. So I don't buy that. I think that Deshaun Watson's actually throwing shade at Pat
Mahomes.
He's
underselling Patrick Mahomes because his scouting report sounds like Kubiak talking
about Sean. That's what he's doing. He did it verbatim.
You think that evaluation by Deshaun is going to get underneath Patrick Mahomes' skin?
I want Deshaun.
I can't believe that this guy is leaving out my rifle arm and my ability to.
I never mentioned the no look passes.
Tippy toe around the pocket really daintily, and then I throw. Has he not seen my no look pass? The way I put ketchup on steak. Here's Bill O'Brien from the Bill O'Brien Show the other night on Watson and Mahomes.
Yeah, no, we spent a lot of time with Patrick coming out, spent a lot of time with Deshaun coming out, and You know, both guys are very similar. You know, they both have great instinct for the game. They're both great players. Their stats are very similar when you look at them. And it's going to be a great matchup of two great young quarterbacks. And Patrick's a, you know, he's a hell of a player. And, you know, both guys, Deshaun and Patrick, you know, when you watch these guys play, they're fun to watch. You know, and Deshaun has been awesome to coach, and I'm sure Patrick's awesome to coach, and hopefully it'll be fun for the fans to watch the game.
One of the topics on Kansas City Radio yesterday, Seth, was who will be the sort of foil for Patrick Mahomes going forward. Like, everybody in and out of Kansas City concedes that Patrick Mahomes is going to be one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the AFC for the next 10 years. You know, Brady, someday, we don't know when, but Brady and Rivers and Big Ben and guys like that will be moving on, and we'll be moved on to it. And especially with Andrew Luck now gone, he was sort of the guy that was kind of in between those two generations of quarterback. It's going to be Mahomes, and the big debate in Kansas City was who's going to be the other guy. With Watson coming in this weekend, it's a big topic.
Okay, because it doesn't necessarily have to be from even the exact same age, because you expect Russell Wilson will play another 10 years at least.
Yeah, I'm saying in the AFC, because I think people do the AFC thing because of the Brady-Manning dynamic.
Oh, okay, you know what I mean? So Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield was in discussions. Remember, 8 weeks ago, Baker Mayfield was the best thing that ever lived. And, oh, of course he's better than Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Remember those great days, those heady days?
Yeah.
How's it feel behind that miserable offensive line, Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, you hearing us now, Cleveland?
So, right now, you definitely pick Deshaun Watson over Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, who are the other names that would even be in this conversation right now?
Well, Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
And, again, this is where I'm so mad. It has nothing to do with the moral side of tanking. I'm mad at the Dolphins and how they've messed up our ability to evaluate teams.
Yes.
You look at statistics right now, and you almost have to first check and see, oh, wow, this guy's got ridiculous passing stats. Oh, wait, but they also played the Dolphins.
Right.
And now as you start to get more games to dilute everything, it won't be as big of an effect. But Lamar Jackson, after that first week against Miami, people were acting like we had Fran Tarkenton out there or
something. They hung 59 points on the Dolphins. He had 5 touchdown passes
so
in week
it's,
one.
That's ebbed down a little bit, but Lamar Jackson's in the running, and we still don't quite know. Until we get a full season of Lamar Jackson, I don't know exactly where to put that in terms of, all right, is he going to be anywhere close to Mahomes? Let's see. It's not Joe Flacco, I'll tell you that much. I'm just going down and looking at the AFC quarterbacks. And if you go by passer rating right now, there really aren't a lot of guys in the AFC that are killing it this year.
Yeah, I'm just thinking more about age than guys who are having great seasons this year, because Jackson is in his second year.
Right.
Mahomes is in his third year, as is Deshaun. Jackson's in his second year.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is in his second year. You brought up Baker Mayfield. He's in his second year. Sam Darnold is in his second year. Do we ever think that Derek Carr is going to get resurrected in Oakland, or is he forever destined to be at the bottom part of the tier of guys who are never going to win anything?
He's turning into one of the best screen throwers, and he just doesn't throw the ball downfield.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be resurrected into a guy that's talked about is one of the best, or potentially best.
So we're not being hyperbolic at all when we say this game coming up on Sunday is the first chapter in what's probably going to be the best rivalry among quarterbacks in the AFC going forward.
We forgot about Gardner Minshew. Why are you laughing?
You're right.
Don't you laugh at Gardner Minshew?
We did forget about Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
God, you're a big Gardner Minshew fan.
I like the whole story. I like the intrigue of it. He actually hasn't... He's played clutch football, but he hasn't played great football as a passer. Now, and I'm intrigued by the guy. I don't think that he's going to be up in Deshaun Watson's category or Pat Mahomes' category.
No, and I think it'd be fun to have a controversy there. The problem is you got to root for a team that's in the Texans division in order for that to be a controversy.
You know what? And one of the reasons I distrust passer rating, does it not seem like every new quarterback that comes in has set some kind of passer rating record in the first two games?
Yeah.
Because it'll be, whether it's Deshaun or Minshew or anybody else, I see all these, after two games, nobody's ever had a passer rating like this before.
Other than on the very extreme margins, really, really bad, really, really good like Deshaun was, passer rating doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
It's the league has gamed the system when it comes to passer rating. It doesn't matter anymore. The way the game is played nowadays is conducive to even terrible quarterbacks having what would have normally been considered at least an average passer rating.
It does jump out at you, though, because the ESPN stat, the QBR, that does make more sense. None of these all-inclusive stats really always tell the whole story with quarterbacks, but – in the AFC this year, for the top 15, there are three AFC quarterbacks. One of them, Joe Flacco. So it's just that kind
and
of
QBR. Year. You're talking about the ESPN
total
stack,
QBR, yeah.
QBR, and for those who don't know, that's 0 to 100, and they factor in things like situations. Like if you have a good third down conversion or red zone, those things get factored into QBRs. Where's Deshaun on the QBR list?
Deshaun is fourth on that one. It goes fourth in the league. Goes Dak Prescott, and that's Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and then Danny Dimes underneath him. God, I hate that nickname so much.
That's Daniel Jones, for those who don't know Danny Dimes.
Who doesn't know Danny Dimes?
Some people don't
you
know
can't
Danny Dimes.
Know. You can't.
Jonesy didn't know
Jones,
Danny
you
Dimes.
Never heard Danny Dimes?
That's in your division, Jonesy.
I
gotta
get
Eagle
on,
fan.
I got to get on your cable television diet, where apparently you don't watch any of the highlight shows or anything.
Danny Dimes doesn't show up?
They won't shut up about Danny Dimes on NFL Network or ESPN. Oh, Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes. The problem is, every single okay throw has been started. They start calling them dimes these days.
Yeah.
Which I don't approve of that. I don't approve of nice throws being called dimes
anyway. That's
Trent Dilfer.
Ironically,
is it Dilfer?
It's
that's
Dilfer's
his
fault. Well, Dilfer's not around anymore in these shows, but they used to have Dilfer's dimes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Which is ironic because he threw very few dimes when he was a quarterback.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.